Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Three things I would do if I was starting over at day one again today. If you find yourself in yo-yo sobriety and you can't figure out why you keep going back to drinking when you know you don't drink well, I'm going to give you some solutions. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to our final bonus episode for the 30 Days to Fast Track Your Recovery series. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh. I can't believe this is the end of our bonus episodes. As usual, the month has flown by. We've talked about the stages of alcoholism so you can identify where you fall in the spectrum and better understand how it all works. We've talked about post-acute withdrawal so you understand what your body and brain are going through in your first month sober. Then we had an episode about recovery phrases you hear all the time with some deeper insight as to what they mean and how they are valuable for your recovery. And last week I told you about the fallacy of high functioning because so many of us are high functioning and it can make you feel different and it can keep you divided instead of being a part of the team. And that's a huge trap. So to wrap things up, now that you know the stages, what happens physically when you get sober, you have some phrases to get you through the days, and you understand the trap of high functioning, I want you to have solutions. If you've followed me for any length of time, you know I'm all about solutions, and I'm a believer in investing the majority of my time and energy into solving a problem rather than obsessing about it. And one thing I can tell you with certainty is I know what works for recovery, not only from my personal recovery and fighting all the same battles you're fighting, but also from the thousands of people I've worked with over all the years of my career. Addiction, alcoholism, alcohol use disorder, whatever you want to call it, is very predictable. Its course and progression is the same in everyone, and the core solutions are the same too. So if you are back at day one again, or you've been sober for a minute and you're fighting your head telling you, maybe it wasn't that bad, maybe you can control it now, surely you can have just one drink. If you can relate to any of that, I want you to listen up and take action. And if you want my notes from this episode so you don't have to take notes, then make sure you're signed up for the 30 Days to Fast Track Your Recovery series, where I'm not only providing all these bonus episodes, but also some great bonus resources to help you in your process so you can get farther and feel better faster. You can sign up at addictionunlimited.com/fast-track. Of course, I will link that in the show notes as well so you can get there right from your podcast app, addictionunlimited.com/fast-track. And if you're signed up, then next week you're going to get access to some bonus videos I put together for you. Then we're going to do a live webinar so we can be face-to-face, you and me, and it's all free. addictionunlimited.com/fast-track. Now, let's get into the magic of solutions and what to do to feel better and stay sober longer. Number one is don't listen to your head. Your head and the committee, as I call it, in your head, it's just a pathological liar. It is not going to give you the truth. You know the truth. You know the situation. All of us, I would say 99.9% of us, have gone through the yo-yo sobriety. We've quit drinking for a minute. We've listened to our heads tell us we could drink again. I've shared this with you before. I had two times that I took breaks from drinking before I actually quit, right? I took a break once for 30 days and I took a break once for 60 days. And after the 30-day break, my head kicked in with all the same BS and lies, right? I was like, oh, I can control it now. I mean, I've gone 30 days with no alcohol. So obviously I've proven to myself, I don't need to drink every single day. I can just drink sometimes. I can just drink on special occasions, on my birthday and New Year's Eve, right? Like I can control this. It was an absolute lie. And if I'm being honest, I didn't really know it was a lie the first time, but after that, I definitely knew it was a lie the second time. I quit for 60 days and it's the same drama, right? Like surely you can have just one. But listen, I knew the truth. That time I quit for 60 days, I knew the truth. I knew if that alcohol hit my mouth, I was going right back where I started. And that's what I mean when I say don't listen to your head. When your head kicks in with all the BS and all the drama trying to talk you into drinking again, you have to be very clear it is lying. And you have to fight it. You have to tell it no. Like, F you, dude, not happening. You have to have that clarity. No matter how much you want to believe the lies, you have to know they are lies. You have to fight against it and keep it moving. What you have to understand here, and I'm not going to go into too much detail on this, maybe I'll do another episode in the future about this, but what's happening is your head is talking to you from an old script. Your head is talking to you from a place of who you used to be and not who you're trying to be moving forward. So it's focused on old habits and patterns and what makes it comfortable, and it's trying to pull you back into that comfort zone. But you have to know the truth. You have to tell it to F off, and you have to take action to be different, which are the next things we're going to talk about. So number two is get connected. Listen, it is no fun to try to do this on your own, and it usually doesn't work. Find people you can connect with regularly to learn from, lean on, and laugh with. You have to laugh, my friends. And I think it is absolutely a non-negotiable that as people with addiction, alcoholism, whatever the hell you want to call it, us, it is imperative that we are connected to one another. I have to be around my people. I have to be around people whose brains work the same way that mine do, who have the same, you know, kind of dark, twisted sense of humor, who have had the same experiences, the same shame, guilt, embarrassment, the same desire to be different, and fighting the same battles. Everybody wants to be around like-minded people, right? This is such a simple concept that we overcomplicate. Moms like to hang out with other moms. Married people like to hang out with other married people. Girls like to hang out with girls. Boys like to hang out with boys. College students want to hang out with college students. Old people want to hang out with old people. Young people want to hang out with young people. This is such a simple concept. There is comfort and acceptance and love in being around like-minded people. Doing this particular thing alone is setting yourself up for failure right out the gate. So get connected. You have to have somewhere to go and people to talk to, not just friends. I'm telling you, you need other addicted people, other people with compulsion issues. You have to have people that are the same as you so that you can just be you and get love and acceptance and healing. Number three, make changes. You can't quit drinking or using drugs and decide to change your life, then continue living your drinking and drug using life. If you are sober now, start creating a sober life. Don't hang out with the same people in the same places, doing all the same things you did when you were fucked up. It just doesn't make sense. If you want to change and you want your life to be different, that means you have to change what you do in your life on a daily basis. That's how you change. You do it differently. And I'm going to give you a bonus one here. I'm going to give you a bonus one, number four. I know I said I was going to do three, but we're going to do four. The last one I want to say is never doubt your ability. We are the strongest and most badass humans ever built. That's the truth. We are also hilarious, kind, loyal, generous, and we love like no other. Never doubt that you are capable of getting sober. It may be hard, but so is alcoholism. My alcoholism wasn't easy, right? Like, why do I think that all of a sudden I get sober and recovery should be super easy and I should be happy 24 hours a day? It doesn't work like that. But it's like, choose your hard. At least if I'm sober, I have light at the end of the tunnel, right? When I was drunk, I had no hope and no light at the end of the tunnel. Life is hard. It may be overwhelming, but so is everything else. Work, family, money, everything's overwhelming. But don't doubt your ability to do it, because you can do it. I promise you, I was a hot freaking mess. If I can pull this together, I promise you, you can. You have the ability to not raise a drink to your mouth. What's important is you've got to figure out all the things that you can do to keep from raising that drink to your mouth, okay? Recap one more time. Don't listen to your head. Your head is a pathological liar. Get connected. You have to have people, period. You have to have people, people that are like you. Three, make changes. Don't be doing the same things with the same people in the same places and expect your life to be different. If you're doing all the same shit, your life is going to be the same. And last bonus one, never doubt your ability to do it. You can absolutely do it. And that's a wrap, my friend. I hope you got a ton of value from this episode, our final bonus episode for the 30 Days to Fast Track Your Recovery series. I so appreciate you being a part of my world and the incredible support you show for everything we do together. I love getting to connect with you and meet you face to face in the live meetings and webinars. It's amazing for me to get to know you a little bit and hear your stories too. So I love getting to meet you guys. Don't forget to sign up addictionunlimited.com/fast track so you can get all the resources and upcoming extras and move your sobriety game to the next level. I can't wait to meet you. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.